Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today. And one of the things I love about this program is I get to have friends as my guest. And as we've talked about many times, everybody has a story, but some stories are a little more unique than others. And this is one that not many people can say that they have done. And Donovan Stewart is our guest today. And he is actually the chaplain for the Fayette County, for our Lexington Police Force. And he's going to be sharing his story about that, just his walk of faith over the next couple of days. And he's been with started the police academy actually in February of 2000. He does not look old enough to have done that because he has a nice smooth hairstyle like I do. But Donovan, you're handsome. I don't care what anybody says, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. Grateful to be here with you, brother. And I think we do go to the same barber. We get our money's worth, brother.
Absolutely. Most certainly do. We'll talk a little bit. Obviously, you know, you are the chaplain for the Lexington Police Department, but I know just from us talking before the program that you actually started the police academy in February of 2000. But just tell us kind of what led you to that moment.
Well, I appreciate this opportunity. Yes, so I grew up in a big place called Parkersburg, West Virginia, in the fine state of West Virginia. I often say that our old state motto was almost heaven. You know why that is, Greg?
Why's that?
Because we're next to Kentucky.
They
were
nice,
almost there.
Nice.
But definitely a Kentucky boy now. But I grew up in that little town. My grandparents were the ones I often say gave me a drug problem as a child. They drugged me to church and gave me a respect for the church. And but I didn't have a relationship with Christ, a personal relationship with Christ. When I got into high school, sports became my idol, became my God. That's where I found my sense of security and significance. If I was doing well in athletics, I felt good about myself. If I wasn't, then I did not feel so good about myself. Went away to college, could have played at a smaller NAIA school for basketball, but thought I was better than that. So I attempted to walk on at Marshall University. Had a dream to play there at a D1 school. And when I did not make the team with the walk-on process, it was a identity burst. I didn't know what I was going to do at that point in time. Joined a fraternity and got involved in fraternity life. And there's times there that I regret, but thank God it's washed by the blood of Christ. During the process between school and starting the police department down here, took the written test and had never been to Lexington, I don't believe, before the process. And the opportunity was opening up. I was young. I was only 20 years old going through the process. I was working at a little grocery store between my last time classes in school and coming down here to Lexington, and met my now wife at that point. She came into this little grocery store in Huntington, Big Bear Plus. She was earning, trying to raise some money, support for a missions conference through crew that she was involved in. So I joke and say their trajectories are different. I was trying to earn beer money, and she was earning conference money for her ministry.
I've been there, brother. That's why I'm laughing with you.
Yes,
I remember
sir.
Those
yes,
days
sir.
In college. I remember.
Well, I'm glad that God chose to extend grace and mercy to
Amen.
Me. But through her,
me too.
Got her number from her and called her that night. The first thing my dear wife, now wife, said is, "If you are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus? If you don't, I don't want to waste my time. I'm trying to stay focused on God." And of course, as any red-blooded American boy said, "Yes, yes, I know Jesus. I love him with all my heart." But it wasn't long after seeing what she had with Christ, and God brought back my childhood and all the conviction that I was under. So the fall of 1999, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
So one thing I want to interrupt you there, I apologize, but I just think it's so huge. I mean, you know, you kidded about, you know, the drug problem, being drugged to church, yet through your efforts of your grandparents, I think you said, mm-hmm. I mean, seeds were still planted though, weren't they?
Oh, very much so, yes. My grandparents built that foundation of a respect for church, respect for the Bible, always knew there was an existence of God, was under conviction, but didn't know what to do with that until I began, through my wife, to understand the gospel, what Christ did for me, and that I could trust in him for the forgiveness of my sins and a purpose in this life and a home in heaven.
Well, I just know for so many parents, you know, grandparents are a lot raising kids these days with broken families and things, that, you know, no effort goes wasted. And, you know, it talks about how a child is raised, you know, he'll return to God's word. Amen. And God's word always says, you know, it will never return void. And so I just love hearing that story, even though myself included in college kind of wasn't really living a God-honoring life yet, all those Sundays or Sunday nights or Wednesday nights, yes, whenever you've been taking to church, yet that gave you a foundation. When your wife-to-be asked, you at least did have a foundation.
I agree. That's very, very true.
All right. So you all started dating and got married, you said?
Well, we came down to, I started the job here in Lexington, the police department, in the academy in February of 2000. We got married while in the academy, which is usually not a good idea. I coach officers. Sometimes that's not great because you're focused on your career, but it was good for me. She was a great blessing to me and helped me through that stressful time of life. And we've been married since June of 2000.
That's awesome. I've had the pleasure of meeting her several times. A wonderful, wonderful young lady. And children?
We have two children. My son is 13, just turned 13. His name is Marshall. Of course, the namesake is Marshall University. And my little girl is 10. Her name is Reagan. And I joke and say this because we're good Republicans.
That's good. That's good. I like it. So how did the, you know, being, you go, when you went to the police department, was the goal to be a chaplain or what? Talk about that process.
It wasn't. Again, I just trusted Christ in the fall of 1999, was just glad to have a real job. Starting out on life, came down here and was just happy to be a young babe in my faith. And glad to get through the academy, started to work patrol, worked on patrol 5.5 years, central sector, third shift, so at nighttime. But during that process, in God's sovereignty, we found a good church here in town on Armstrong Mill Road, Lexington Baptist Temple, and started to serve there. And the pastor at that time was Earl Smith, just a country boy from Corbin, Kentucky, and connected with me being just a country boy from West Virginia. We had basketball in common, so he became a father-ish figure, spiritual mentor, went on staff doing van ministry in Center Parkway and teaching kids and a lot of outreach ministry, and began to love ministry and felt a calling vocationally. So that was the point where, after working patrol, I was feeling a call into ministry. I reached out to the previous chaplain. John Welsh was his name, and he was gracious to allow me to become his apprentice for about 2 years, learning the chaplaincy. And in July of 2006, I was appointed full-time to serve as our department's chaplain.
Wow, that's great. I didn't realize it'd been 12 years already. Well, you know, for a lot of our people listening, I mean, I know they're just thrilled to, you know, they probably know that there is a chaplain, but some may not. But just share, I mean, what does that position, that ministry entail?
Well, it's a wonderful ministry to have. Of course, as the chaplain for the police department, gracious to have two other chaplains for our city. The fire department has a chaplain, as well as the corrections facility has a chaplain. So I'm grateful that we have a city that values that component. We as chaplains, myself specifically, we're here to serve all of our personnel, no matter what their faith persuasion or background is. I joke and say that I serve everything from A to Z spiritually, from atheist to Zen Buddhist, and I'm here to minister and encourage and help wherever people are. I myself, a conservative Baptist guy, believe the Word of God, believe in Jesus, and when those opportunities arise for those kind of conversations, I allow the officer or the civilian support or the family member to initiate that, but certainly get to share the love of Christ with many folks, enjoy doing discipleship, enjoy doing just pastoral care for the officers. So do a lot of weddings, a lot of funerals, do a lot of counseling. I don't really call it counseling, I just call it helpful conversations.
Sure.
Make referrals to therapists as necessary, hospital visits, all the things that a pastor does for a congregation. I get to do that for our 600 plus officers.
Wow, that's a large church, man.
It is a large church, and it's an honor to be able to do so. Of course, the big responsibility for a chaplain would be to care for the officers during and after critical incidents and traumatic events. So whenever they see and experience some of the hard things that first responders have to see and experience, part of my task is to help love them through that so that they don't allow those things to deteriorate their personal lives, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and relationally with their families.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I was going to ask if you would touch on. I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, their lives are on the line every day. Mm-hmm. So there's just the stress of that. Then just from the things that they see, from domestic abuse, child abuse, you know, the drugs, the prostitution. How is it that, you know, what are ways that you encourage, as I know people are listening, and maybe how people can pray for our police force? How do you encourage them to, you know, try to maintain a balance and most of all just peace in their mind and hearts, even with the challenges that they endure each day at their job?
Certainly. You know, there's a lot of things that we talk about. You mentioned balance. That's a key, to realize that your line of work is something that you do. It's not necessarily who you are. It's a big part of your life, but you can't be over invested in it, because your job, even your career as a police officer, ends eventually, whether that's retirement or disability or injury or a family member is transferred to a different state. So it's something we do, and we want to be able to do it well and to the best of our ability, but then to be able to pass the baton off without allowing the job to hurt you or harm you. Statistics are pretty tough for police officers and their families. It shows that over a 20-year career or 30-year career, most officers start being very well-adjusted individuals. A lot of copious background checks and psychological evaluations, and there's a lot of things that go into being selected to be a police officer. But throughout their career, you find that people in their career, the higher divorce rate, higher substance abuse rate, higher suicide rate than the general population. So if we can recognize these things are taking place, we need to be intentional about counterbalancing those and provide the resources, the encouragement, and the help that doesn't happen to our heroes, our first responders.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to ask, as we have people listening here all throughout Central Kentucky, what is a way, if people are listening, how could they pray for our police force? What would be the best thing? What would you suggest?
Well, first of all, I would say just lift them up in prayer that God would put their hedge of protection upon them, guard them from discouragement. It's easy for police officers to not get many thanks necessarily, but whenever an officer does do anything that can generate criticism, that is heard pretty loudly. So to balance that with words of encouragement, when you see an officer out at the restaurant or at the school, just tell them that you appreciate them. Officers really do value that and appreciate when that happens. Pray for their families. Just pray for the officers who choose to sacrifice many things for the betterment of the community. These guys and gals are true servants at heart, and many of them view this as a calling from God to serve in a very practical way in their community.
Well, the final thing as we wrap up our program, we've been talking with Donovan Stewart. He is the chaplain of the Lexington Police Department. One of the things I know that's encouraged me is that there are actually a lot of followers of Jesus on our police force.
It's very exciting, yes. A lot of officers who come. We've had a number of officers who come from different ministry contexts, and they've just felt that God has led them to this line of work where they can be on the front edge of light and darkness, of good and evil, and being able to be a blessing and encouragement to their community and for the kingdom of God. So there is a strong number of believers. A lot of our leaders in our department know and have a strong faith life, and for that I'm very grateful.
Yeah, well, that is great, because like I said, 600 police officers, there's no way one person can do it. So I'm glad to know that you have some support, but also our city has people, men and women of God, that are on the front lines, yes, trying to make a difference with their one and only lives. But we've been talking with Donovan Stewart. He is the chaplain of the Lexington Police Department. So hope you will remember him and his team, all his teammates, in prayer as you have your quiet time, or anytime you see an officer or police car. Just thank God for them and protect them, or as he said, just verbally encourage them when you see them, or buy them a meal or something. Just bless them, because they are a blessing to us. But he's going to be with us the next couple of days as we're going to find out a little more about his faith journey. So stay with us. Chaplain Donovan Stewart of the Lexington Police Department will be with us tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.